Recently, the booming short video platforms have been criticized as a new channel for spreading rumors and fake news. Some rumors that started from such apps have even caused public panic. And another thing about these online rumors is it's hard to refute and verify for a lot of people. So let's look at a recent survey first that attempts to examine the situation of the spread of online rumors. Lai Ming, what do we know about it?
Yeah, the survey was conducted by the China Youth Daily Social Survey Center, and the center interviewed 2,006 respondents. The survey results show that 87.7% of them have encountered rumors presented in short videos, and the respondents believe that such rumors are mainly concentrated in three major fields, including celebrity gossip, lifestyle and health, and social security. Other badly affected areas include food and medicine, 36.5%, scientific and technological achievements, historical politics, real estate and stock market, public policy, financial and economics, national defense and military, sports events and international news, in descending order of popularity of areas being badly affected. And the possible influence in the survey, 33.8% of the respondents also pointed out that short video rumors can mislead the public and confuse the audience. 59.2% of them felt that short video rumors disturb the social order. 47.7% of the respondents thought it is not conducive to get the truth of the incident. And 30.9% of respondents believe that short video rumors will hit some companies or industries at low cost. I think most of us living in China who use social media must have seen this. I mean, in the group chat of my family, I often get video or short videos forwarded from my fellow family members who were nonetheless not as tech savvy as we are. I mean, young people who have been trained by the adverse conditions in online, the news environment. We've been trained, young people, we've been trained to tell the right from the wrong, to tell the truth from the false information. Whereas perhaps the elder members of our family, they are new to this new technology. Mm-hmm. They don't know, like what we say in Chinese, they don't know what these people in urban China are doing. They, 城里的人, some of our, we are, because the Chinese people didn't, a lot of the people living in, say, smaller cities, they have no idea how people could profiteer from spreading false information on social media.
Well, Nila, have you encountered some of these short video apps?
I don't know, actually. This is the first time I'm hearing that these apps kind of exist. I know there is a whole business, there's a whole market out there for short video. I do have some apps on my phone that I use to make just little videos for posting on my social media, but that's usually because of some activity I've attended. But when it comes to like actually having platforms where you can actually just go and create like false information and put it out there. I mean, that's like really bizarre. I mean, what's happening?
Yeah, this thing is, I'm kind of like you in the sense that I haven't necessarily downloaded these apps myself, but you see these short videos on various other social platforms.
WeChat.
And, yeah, and sometimes it
Weibo.
Comes from another app. Mm-hmm. And, in a way, I'm not so surprised that this becomes the highly used, frequently distributed kind of video app popular these days. Because I wouldn't say traditionally, but a couple of years ago, what was popular are these video websites, and they turned into video apps, the app versions available too, of you can just watch shows on. But now I suppose people's attention span is short, and often and also who has the time to read these days?
So to be honest,
apparently
for me if I had to read, because if it's let's say you said something that to do with health, for example, and and you just give me like a 1 minute video, that's not enough for me. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be enough for me. I'm going to have to find information that I can read and find out like, where is this coming from? I need to know the reasons why this video is out there. And that's why for me, I think when I see such, if I saw such kind of videos, a lot of people do send me videos, but I usually, if it's not something comic, if it's not something funny that will make me laugh, then I just totally ignore it, you know?
Maybe that's your journalistic instinct that's speaking volumes
or
here.
Or education background.
Yes, because these days I think often it's just like 20 seconds, just a few seconds, and then you don't get the before and after. You only get the glimpse of one moment, and that is essentially what this short video, a short video app is about.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, how does that get mixed with, or how does that become a popular platform where false information and rumors spread from? And that is the part that was quite shocking for me, as you see in that report, survey that we just cited, that the top place people see these inaccurate or false information starts from the short video apps. So why is that?
Well, I think we still have to look at the advent of the age of smartphones. I mean, nowadays, perhaps most people, Chinese people, may already have access to a smartphone. Perhaps even for a lot of people, a smartphone is the first portal or first access point to the internet. Prior to that, they probably didn't have a laptop or a desktop which they can use to surf the internet. And for those people, the smartphone is the sole access point where they can get information. And naturally, they will want more. Well, human nature has sort of dictates that we prefer video content than written words. And a lot more likely people will use their smartphones to watch short videos than they would use their smartphones to read voluminous articles online. And that's one thing. And the other thing is, now that everybody has a smartphone, and most smartphones comes with a camera, and a lot of people can use their smartphones to create content, video content. And for some people who are new to this, they get very excited. I mean, I can create my own short film, short video. How cool is that? I mean, and then once they start doing this, they want recognition. Say, I want my short video to be popular. Mm-hmm. I want it to spread fast. And sometimes when in their pursuit for viewership, they sort of resort to some unconventional methods. I mean, those of us who study media would know that there's a term called sensational reporting, and it is very often for even trustworthy organizations, news organizations, to sort of focus their attention on sensational stories like murder, fire, car accidents, and that's even for trained professionals like us. Not then, let's look at amateurs who are just exposed to this technology and who have an interest in making sure that their contents are spread widely. And there really is no restriction on what kind of content they can use. And so in the pursuit for sensational topics, for eyeballs, sometimes they resort to very, very sensational false information.
Yeah, to dramatize things.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree that social media has taken this whole gossiping and rumors thing to a whole new level. And unfortunately, as this continues, now this, in most cases, ends up, you know, a lot of people are being cyber bullied. But one thing we are forgetting to talk about is, what are the main reasons that people do this? You realize a lot of people who are into spreading rumors and forwarding such kind of ridiculous videos or like untrue videos, there's something wrong with these kind of people. And most of them have issues. They have issues with themselves. And we have to look at the reasons why they do this. A lot of times it's because, number one, like you said, they probably want attention. Mm-hmm. You know, because when they do that, and they are the source, so they gain that power that gives them all the power, and everybody is talking about them or forwarding that video. So they like that attention. In other cases, they just want to feel better about themselves. You know, they want to feel better about themselves. And the reason why they do that is because they... they think that other people are better than them. So for them to, you know, be a notch higher than other people, they have to bring those people down. And in that case, they tend to spread these false rumors and forward these videos. And that's one of the reasons why I am not a fan of group chats. Like, every group chat I am in, it's muted. I rarely check it. I rarely, because most of it is just full of like some random stupid videos.
I think it's interesting when Neela, you're trying to get in the head of the first person that's conjuring up false information or rumor, and then there's all these people that are forwarding it, and sometimes I think maybe people just don't know better, or
a lot of us these days, we're just blind followers, you know. We just, because it's trending, everybody's talking about it, and you don't want to be left behind. And you know, you have a friend that you want them to see this, so that when you meet each other, you can spend hours talking about this, you know, BS. So I mean, it's just like, I mean, we've become a zombie society. I mean, we are a smartphone society that have become zombies. We don't know what's happening, and this is because partly I would say because people don't read anymore, such that then that's why our attention span is getting shorter and shorter, and in the end we are all just becoming stupider and stupider.
Well, I'd like to think that there are still some of us that possibly are enlightened a little bit more, and since we're talking about this on Roundtable, then I'm sure there are some people with the beaming torch of knowledge and rationality that possibly don't want to blindly just follow whatever you're being fed on the internet. Mm-hmm. And one thing I would really like to pick your brains about is, so there's rumors, there's false information, there's fake news, there's all kinds of things that's going on these platforms. Is there a distinction that you can make amongst all these different things? Because in my mind, I feel they're not necessarily the same.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll give you a few examples of what's being spread on these short video platforms or other social media platforms. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to short video, the advantage is it can show you how to do something, the working process of it, in a very effective and time-sensitive way. So, for example, teaching you how to cook on these apps, and you can easily see the steps, and it just, of course, maybe you need to wait for 30 minutes until the turkey, I'm sure the turkey gets much longer to be cooked, but, and then there's the words, like, you know, 38 minutes later, bam, you get this.
Right.
Yeah, so there's cooking, there's telling you how to do makeup, and that's hugely popular. And sometimes the cosmetic products are being kind of advertised and sold even on these platforms, because you can see, oh, how that blogger or vlogger can do the makeup so well, and you follow. And there's all kinds of teaching or just exposing you to the process of doing one thing. And that's like a big theme on these short video platforms. And how necessarily is it that rumors, false information, and confusion about the context and all of that gets mixed in here?
Sometimes people are in this for the economic benefits they can get. For instance, like we just mentioned, real estate and stock markets consist, false information related to real estate and stock market accounts for a large portion of the false information being spread online. And if you look at these industries, I mean, there's a lot of immense profits to be made if false information is spread to sort of alter people's sentiments and change people's expectation about certain or a specific kind of stock in the market, and there are profits to be made. And there's another way that people make a profit out of this. I mean, so a lot of people probably don't realize this, because some of the platforms, short video platforms, they have generous subsidies to content providers, in the sense that the people are being paid for the number of views of the videos which they uploaded on these platforms. And in order for them to get to maximize their profits. Sometimes they sort of, like I just mentioned earlier, they try and concoct all kinds of sensational stories that are nonetheless very hard to verify the authenticity of, but they do that in the hopes of getting more views.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with you, and I think what you're talking about is, I was just having this conversation the other day with a friend of mine about key opinion leaders, or what we call KOLs these days. Mm-hmm. These are the people who, you know, they are paid to advertise products for you on social media networks. Yeah. And what a lot of their followers do not know is that most of these people do not actually believe in the products or the things that they advertise out there. They're just doing it to be paid. Mm-hmm. For example, I see a lot of videos about how to do, like, makeup tutorials, like which brush is the best, yeah, and this and that, and I just said this is all BS, because seriously, any brush with the same, like, every brush is just probably the same, can do the same job. I don't know why I should spend so much money just because Fun Bing Bing, for example, is using a particular brush, so I need to go and spend as much money to, and then I don't get the same results. And that's because also we don't realize that some of these things, everything is retouched, everything is fake, you know? But unfortunately, a lot of us do not know that.
That's so interesting that nowadays, I suppose for people who've been immersed in the internet world, and we sort of have lost the faith in what is real.
Yes.
Because there's always I think people should possibly think about, well, this could highly be untrue.
Yeah.
It's highly possible.
Well,
that
except for the only videos that I like, I don't know if they're fake or real, but the food videos, those I like. The ones that show me like quick recipes to how to make something really quickly, I really love those. And to me, they've helped me so many times, you know, helped me come up with, discover new recipes when I'm trying out something new. And one of those days when, you know, I'm feeling so enlightened and so excited to cook something for myself.
Yep.
But the rest of it, I just, I'm like, no, this is...
Along the way, the pans can be sold to you, where you get groceries can be recommended.
No, but you see, that's the thing. I'll be like, okay, why should I buy this particular brand of a pan when I can just go to Carrefour here and buy like a cheaper version that would do the same exact job?
Mm. Well, then here comes the problem of how do you deal with it? Because I think, first of all, drilling in people's minds these days that, well, whatever you see on the internet possibly could be not true. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is something I think a lot of us have gotten used to. It's at the back of our heads. But how do you verify? How do you tell what is to believe, what is not to believe, and what is a rumor that you get even when you see the video? And mm-hmm. these days, seeing isn't necessarily believing anymore.
Well, I've tried and referred to my years in the college. I mean, before I went to college, I had no idea that the source of information is important. I mean, there's one example that I remember specifically where my teacher asked me about a book that I was reading, and I said, this is this and that, the book. And then he went on to ask me, what publisher was the book published? And I had no idea why would that be of interest to my teacher. But later on, as I received more training in academic studies, I realized that which publisher really means a lot. I mean, if you look at certain publishers out there that have, much like those people who are uploading false short videos online, there are publishers who sort of make a profit by sort of providing information or books that aren't necessarily well verified. I mean, talk about publishers that sort of provide books on UFOs or all kinds of supernatural stories. I used to be a big fan of those stories when I was a kid. That's when I didn't pay attention to the source of information, and that's when I wasn't paying attention to the publishers behind the book that I was reading. Mm. And then this also tells me that not a lot of people have gone through the same kind of academic training as I have gone through, as most people who went to college has gone through. If you look at the population of China, I mean, at least, for instance, take my family, for example. I'm the second person in my family to receive college education. And if there's got to be more than, there's got to be 15 people in my family. So I would say more people in Chinese families have not received the necessary training to tell the right from the wrong, to tell the truthful from the untruthful. And as such, I think the platforms and the operators of social media, they should have a responsibility in filtering through the contents that are being viral on their platforms. I know WeChat has a program that sort of identifies rumors, but untrue articles that are spreading on their internet, on their platforms. I mean, if you click to that anti-rumor page, you will realize they will list the number of, or they will list the unfalseful articles you have read so far, and they will provide authentic information from, say, trustworthy news organizations and also research institutes. I think most people, and as we get more, as Chinese people get more education, they will be aware of the importance of where they get their information. The source of information is the very, very important. I can't stress this enough.
I do agree with you. And it also, because when you're not very well educated, you tend to fall into that category of group thinking. Whatever everybody else is thinking around you is what you're bound to believe that as the absolute truth. So when you get educated, you start questioning things, you know, and that's a good thing. And as, like you said, as more people get educated, the better the society is going to become, although sometimes I question that. For me, normally I would look at it, there has to be more than one source. Like, if it's not, for me, normally if it's not a thing that's the main news organizations or main news outlets have picked up on, then to me that's fake.
But what about videos, though? Because
yeah, even videos. Yeah. Videos, well, you can get this. Like, normally, if it's true, most videos, if they're true, you'll find them, like the news, the big, even international news outlets have picked up on the story. And they will, if you go to maybe Odd News or other news or international news, you'll probably find a corner with where that story has been run. So for me, if it's not in the news outlets, it's, unfortunately, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
We know news organizations are supposed to check or verify the information they put out there, but even there are cases that they fall short of providing the most truthful information. So I guess for average people, it is important to know that the channel, the platform where you get the information matters. I mean, for social media, and they are good for spreading just generally comic stuff, I mean, stuff that can help you have a good time. Whereas if you really want the most trustworthy information, probably even newspaper, stories, you should take them with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. And the most trustworthy would be academic studies. And sadly,
but if somebody is spreading a rumor about something that's happened in Xinjiang, you're not going to find that in any study research anywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, and that's these video websites or short video apps. And another advantage to its popularity is that it is timely. Sometimes these days, actually, traditional news outlets wait. Well, they have to sort of, they pick up information.
But that also means it's harder to stop if it's rumor.
Exactly. And that means that verification becomes a really important thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we all need to be wired in our heads. That's a metaphor, by the way.
I mean, always learn to question something.
The question is something that should be wired in your head. And that's it for this part of Roundtable.